I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. All right, guys, so welcome back. It's your girl, I Am Not My 9 to 5, and thank you for joining me for another episode of The Daily Check-In, where I just keep it all the way 100. So if it's your first time, please don't make it be your last time. Make sure to subscribe to the show and tell a friend. Make sure you do a little quick screenshot and share that via Instagram as well on Twitter. And you can most definitely follow me on the gram as well as on Twitter using the handle for both social media platforms at I Am Not My 9 to 5. Okay, so let's jump right into the content. Today was literally one of those, like, can I snap out of it moments type of day. I woke up this morning just literally kind of supposed to be on time. So I woke up early, but it seems as if I wasn't properly organized from since the night before. And it's like basically my time caught up to me, where I had missed my bus and I got to work late. And yeah, let me jump into the details of what that really looks like. So woke up early this morning, but as I said, I wasn't properly organized and getting my kids ready and myself ready and doing my hair and my makeup and all that good stuff. You know, your girl has to get fly and look good to go to work. Like, that's just me, that's just who I am, and that's who I've always been. Like, I need to take my time to get dressed and get ready, but it's just like this morning I couldn't just get into the swing of things. And I feel like part of that was also based on a dream that I had early this morning. So that's part of what kind of threw me off too, because I was up on Google trying to put the pieces together to the dream that I dreamt and basically having the dots connected. And from what I Googled online when it comes to dream interpretations and different symbols and stuff like that, I basically dreamt, long story short, that I need to be careful, that I'm basically stepping into new territory on really becoming the best version of myself. And it's almost like I'm going to be up against this hurdle, let alone this battle. And it's not just a battle within myself, it's a battle with other people. And it's just like, how can I say it? It's almost like where people are so used to seeing you in a certain way, in a certain light, and then you start transforming and they're like, whoa, wait, hold on, wait a minute, what's happening here? Like, something's different about her. Like, she's moving differently, she's shaking differently, she's talking differently. What's going on? You know, like, you're being disruptive, and not in a negative way, but in a way where it's kind of like getting people's attention and throwing them off guard. And that's literally what I dreamt, and that literally transpired throughout my day today. So I'm going to share those juicy details with you guys, so stay tuned. But yeah, I woke up, got my kids ready, dropped my eldest off to school, and I dropped my youngest off to daycare and headed off to work. And I missed my bus. Like, literally, I missed my bus. And I was actually on the bus with this girl I haven't seen in a very long time. And it's funny that I saw her, because I had a few ideas of something that I was planning on working on. And this girl could possibly be the perfect person that I was thinking of to use in this project that I have in mind. So I'm not quite sure what that is going to look like. But it's funny how me being late worked out for me to see her, to make it for me, for God to put the pieces together to be like, hey, this might be the piece that you're looking for that puzzle. Sorry you guys for the noise. Like, my husband just literally walked into the room and grabbed the diaper for our youngest to change her. So if you heard any shuffling or anything like that, I do apologize. Like I said, I'm trying to be very authentic in my delivery. So when I feel certain things and when I want to speak on certain things, I'm literally hitting the record button and dropping the podcast. Okay. So bear with me if this is not really your style, my apologies. If you can rock with the noise and the shuffling and all that every once in a while, I don't make it a regular habit. I do appreciate that. Okay. So moving on. So I was on the bus and I saw this girl. I was like, hey, she might be useful for the idea that I have in mind of what I want to do. So I just literally made a mental note. So I was already pissed off because I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to go to work now. I'm going to be running late. I started doing all that negative chatter, that negative talk that we tend to do when things are going wrong. So I was doing all that and then some. And then I got to work and I'm trying to get my mindset right just to get into the flow of things and not literally let my morning affect me too much. So halfway through the day, I'm doing what I need to do. And long story short, I got pulled to my manager's desk just to do a one-on-one coaching. And one of the things that he told me that really stood out was that I was acting different. So this is where I want to jump into like deep. He literally told me, he's like, what's going on? Like, you seem so different in the last little bit. And I'm like, different? He's like, yeah, like you don't seem like your regular self. I'm like, everything is fine. And then he's like, no, something's up. Like something's different. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, holy shit. Like, are people really seeing the transformation that is happening that I'm currently going through? Because guys, like, I kid you not, I'm not just talking shit here, but I literally feel different. Like, I literally feel like I'm fighting for my true self to pour out and to like really get to work and hustle hard and grind. Like, I can't even explain it. So the fact that he picked up on that literally like blew my mind. And I'm like, I'm completely fine. It's just that I have more of a self-awareness of myself, and that is the honest goddamn truth. I have more of a self-awareness of myself, of what I'm doing, what I'm trying to become, and where I'm trying to go as far as my purpose and my direction in life. And the fact that someone else is picking up on that vibe and on that sign is like mind-boggling to me. And I was just blown away, and I was just amazed that it's not just in my head. Like, this stuff is actually manifesting, that other people are picking up on it. So long story short, I want to say this, guys, like, this shift, this move, this transformation, this me showing up as the better version of who I am is such an amazing and warm feeling. And I really want to continue to pour and share this journey with you guys, because I feel like there's no one really talking about the process of going through this. Like, we always hear the glam, the sugar-coated part, but no one's really documenting and talking about like that real transition period from going to the down and dirty, to the ugly, to really feeling yourself transforming. Like, it's such a beautiful thing, let alone a scary thing. And I just feel like I'm so grateful that it's not just in my head, that someone else is always also picking up on this. And I'm so grateful that it's crazy, like the hardship and the crazy shit that I went through this year. From losing my eldest's father to the setback after setback after setback that God has put into my life for the last 2 years, like, I finally get it. I finally get the crushing. I finally get the struggle. I wasn't molded into who God wanted me to do and who God wanted me to be to do the task at hand. Like, I finally get it. And I know I have a shit load of work to keep doing on myself. And like they say, new levels, new devils. Like, whoever came up with that, they hit the nail on the head. Like, it's so true. Like, you're continuously evolving. You have to keep pushing yourself. So I say this to say, guys, don't give up. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep fighting. Even down to when you're on the floor. Like, I remember in the beginning of this year, I was just like, God, like, why are you putting me through all of this? I didn't understand a bit of it at all. I'm like, you're really breaking me to the point where, like, I just want to, like, put my flag in and surrender. Like, I don't want it anymore. I don't want to do any of this anymore. I don't want any part of it. Like, guys, I was willing to throw in the towel and give it all up because I was just so tired of fighting. And it's like every time I got so close to be like, you know what, I'm done, God gave me something to just sweep me back up and put me back in line to be like, no, I'm not done with you yet. You're probably done, but I'm not done with you yet. You can still endure more. And that's exactly what's been happening. And I'm so grateful. And I want you guys to know, don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. Keep looking for the best version of yourself. And what that looks like may not look like that for the next person beside you, or your neighbor, or your parents, or your loved one, or your friends. Like, forget about what they want you to be. Be who you want to be. Be happy. Do what makes you happy. Stop doing things that make other people happy. Stop living this false identity. And it's like, part of me, I was doing that. I was like losing myself in the damn process. Like, it's fucking crazy. I was losing myself in the process because it's like subconsciously I was kind of like molding myself into who other people wanted me to be. When I really look back at it, and if I really be honest with myself, and like, we all do this, that's the scary part. We all fall into line of this false identity. And I'm starting to be like so aware. It's scary to the point I'm just like observing everything and everyone and how everything is just built in this system for us to all fall in line. And then when you try to fight that system, especially in a work environment, it's like, oh, you're starting trouble. Oh, like, why are you acting this way? Like, oh, why are you saying this? Like, you're not allowed to have any opinion. Like, it's so crazy. Fight for your life. Fight for yourself. Fight for your truth. Fight for your dream. Fight for self-awareness of who you really are. Like, it's not a game around here. Like, it's so... It's so deep, guys. It's so deep. And I'm going to try to do my best to really keep pouring into you guys and having you guys really fight for yourself, fight for your dreams, fight for your passion, fight for what the fuck makes you happy, and fuck everybody else. I'm sorry about my language, but that's it. I'm done. That's where I'm leaving this episode at. Thank you guys for listening. I'm out. I love you. Bye.